Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Dylan Feek, Knoxville's Assistant City Manager, discussing the City Council. There was a special City Council meeting that took place the evening of June 30th. Thanks for joining us today, Dylan.
Yep, thanks for having me, Karen.
You bet. Can you kind of highlight the discussion points for us?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Typically what happens, I'll just kind of explain council meetings too. City Council has regular meetings on the first and third Monday of the month. So we had what's called a special council meeting last night. And the City Council had a few items on the agenda, one of which was approving the formal development agreement for the villas at Fox Point, which is the Section 42 project that's going in town here. So it was more of a formality than anything, but approving the development agreement, which is consistent with all the discussions and all the other council actions which have been under discussion for the last 6 to 7 months.
So what's the next step now with that housing development?
The next step with the housing development would be for the project engineer that is employed by, that works for the developer, to continue making revisions to the site plan which staff has provided. So once we receive that revised site plan, then we'll be able to take those changes and review them, and we should be very close to having the final development for the project, which would meet all city codes and requirements regulations. Mm-hmm. From that point, we have a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting where the Planning and Zoning Commission will review the site plan and make sure that it fits within the city's comprehensive plan, which they have done at other meetings before, but this will be approving the actual construction plans.
Sure.
Of the project. And then after that, it'll go back to City Council for one more motion to approve the site plan for the project. Once the City Council approves the site plan, then I can issue a building permit and they can begin construction.
And once it starts, somebody said Monday evening that it should go pretty quick.
Yeah, they do have a reputation for working very quickly.
Yeah.
These projects do, from the time they start construction to the time they finish, they are erected very quickly.
Yeah.
And as I said, we've always tried to meet an aggressive timeline on the project and have work underway this summer. We'll certainly meet that timeline, and right now we're waiting for their engineer to get us back those plans. And when we do, we're going to get them reviewed as quickly as we can, and we want to make this project move as fast as we can.
And then there was one other item. It was a discussion with Hormel regarding some infrastructure work out toward that area.
Mm-hmm. We've been having discussions with various staff from Hormel. They're one of our largest employers in the town. They've been very accommodating. They've been great community partners through this process. What's happened is there is a sewer main which extends out towards 3M, Hormel, the sheriff's department, the county jail out there, and there's also a single residential customer on that sewer line. Well, that sewer line is in good shape, but the manholes are significantly deteriorated. And over several months, what we've discussed with our engineers, with engineers that Hormel has employed, as well as Hormel staff, is that some of the product that has gone down the sewer mains, it just, over time, it erodes that concrete.
Sure.
It's bacteria that is looking for something to eat, and it eats concrete. So what Hormel has agreed to do is Hormel has agreed to paying a large portion of the cost to replace those manholes. What the city's done, the city, we've already gone through and done a study on all the manholes. We know which ones we're going to replace. At last night's council meeting, the last item on the agenda was to approve an engineering contract to go through the formal engineering requirements to do the project, including bidding. And issue and awarding the project to a firm. But essentially, we replace the manhole, we put in a new manhole, which has certain types of materials, if you will, that are added to make it a little bit stronger.
Oh, okay.
and better withstand that kind of bacteria and that kind of waste that goes down the sewer system. But we also take what's called an epoxy liner, and we line those manholes with this solution that essentially provides added protection. We don't want to have to deal with this again in the future.
Right.
So that's what the project will entail.
Okay.
It's a great project. It's a great partnership between the city and Hormel. We're very pleased that they wanted to be good community partners all along the way. And so with the award of the engineering contract, the engineers are already working on bids and specifications, and will soon be coming back to City Council with proposals from firms who have submitted bids, and then we'll be issuing awarding the project and starting construction this summer.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville's Assistant Manager, Dylan Feek, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.